This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Every week from here on out, I am going to encourage you to vote on November 6th. Your vote matters. That's why the Russians are trying to hack it. That's why the politicians want to gerrymander it away. Why they try to suppress your vote. Vote while we still can. Colorado allows registration right up to Election Day with the DMV, with driver's license or state ID. Ballots are going out now, so vote early if you can. Check that your name is not purged from the voter rolls and that your information is accurate. Check that your polling place is open in the same place as it was. Offer or request a ride to the polls on your social media accounts, or maybe right here at KGNU. You never know who can't afford the extra gas or who feels unsafe voting alone. And be informed. KGNU is a clearinghouse of information for Election 2018, and by pledging your support for KGNU at kgnu.org or by calling us at 303-449-4885, you can be sure that the entire community has this important informational resource at this important time. Now, here's a recent New York Times opinion piece that says it's time to make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., the 51st and 52nd states. Thanks to a combination of historical accident and racism, the Senate gives considerably more representation to white citizens than to dark-skinned ones. States whose populations have grown the most, like California, Texas, Florida, and New York, are racially diverse, and by contrast, the smallest states, like Wyoming, Vermont, the Dakotas, and Maine, tend to be overwhelmingly white. The Senate gives two senators to each state, regardless of size or racial disparities, giving special treatments to whites. About 4 million American citizens also have almost no congressional voting power. Of those 4 million people, more than 90% are black or Hispanic. That's the residents of Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. Making Washington and Puerto Rico the 51st and 52nd states with full representation in the Senate and the House is an idea that is gaining traction. Those 4 million American citizens deserve to be treated as American citizens. Some Republicans will claim that adding two states is just a ploy to help the Democratic Party, but Puerto Rico's current non-voting member of the House of Representatives is a Republican, Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon. President Gerald Ford actually proposed making Puerto Rico a state back in the 1970s. To create these two new states, Congress would need to pass a bill and the president would need to sign it. The current Congress and president won't do it, but they may not be around forever. Granting statehood to Washington and Puerto Rico would not erase the racial gaps in the Senate, but adding two new states would make a meaningful dent. If you have thoughts on statehood for Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., you can contact your senators and congressperson. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.